And the summary after these six is that people that are agents through whom Christ saves people tell the people that they really have to repent. They're not worthy of heaven. There's nothing good about anybody that merits heaven. Not even Mother Teresa. Nobody. Not even Mary, Mother of our Lord. She said, God, you're my Savior. Mary knew she had to be forgiven of sins, and so do all the rest of us that are saved. Turn away from iniquity. And I can't turn away from iniquity. When you and I come to Christ, we have those shackles on. There is no way. Sometimes they even put one around their neck. I mean, you've ever seen them really go into their... I mean, they're really shackled. I can't get out of that. Christ releases me and turns me away from the slavery to sin. And I'm saved from my sins. That's what salvation is, to be saved from sin. Doesn't mean I never sin again. It means I'm not shackled by it anymore. And also, it makes me sick because I don't even want to go that way. And when I'm pulled from behind that way, it sickens me because I have a new orientation, a new direction, a new hunger, a new appetite, everything else. I've been saved and I've been forgiven, so I can't be poisoned by bitterness. I believe with all my heart. Jesus said, truly saved people turn from doing their own will. See, that's what Matthew 7 is about. You know how you know you're saved? You don't want your own way anymore. That's why it's really hard in America. We want to fiercely be independent. We want financial independence. God says Christianity is complete dependence. So in our secular financial world, we want complete independence. In our spiritual life, we're supposed to be completely dependent on God. And that's why the Lord's Prayer reflects this. You remember what our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come? What is that? You know, we don't even talk about the kingdom of God very much. Wait till you see it in the book of Acts. Seven times the gospel is portrayed in the book of Acts as entering the kingdom of God. And they taught people about the kingdom. What is a king? You have a king. A kingdom has a king. Entering the kingdom is bowing to a king and saying, I don't want my own way anymore. I want your way. I want to turn from my own will. I want to stop going my own way. My own way is headed to destruction. Turn me the right direction. I want to do your will. You know what people say? That sounds impossible. It is. When people say, I want to be saved right now, I say, I'll point you to Christ. He's the only one that can save you. I can't. You can't. They can't. It's impossible. It's totally a work of God. No one gets to heaven without God giving them a new heart and a new spirit.